Welcome to the Search CIO Mid-Market Podcast. I'm Scott Peterson, Editorial Director of the CIO Group at TechTarget, and I'm here today with Wendy Schuchert, Senior Site Editor with CIO Mid-Market, and she's at the CES 2013 conference in Las Vegas, and I wanted to take a few minutes of her time to talk about what's going on at the show this week. Hi, Wendy.
Hello, Scott.
How have you been holding up in the onslaught of CES?
Well, I have to tell you, this is a gigantic show. Everybody and anybody is here this week. It's about 100, I've heard estimates between 160,000 to 190,000 people on site. There's everybody from automotive makers to obviously all of the big names in tech, as well as many international vendors as well. There's an entire hall devoted to international vendors.
Yeah, I've been at CES before about 4 years ago, and it was pretty bad. Has it gotten any easier to get around?
It is literally impossible to go anywhere simply because of the crush of humanity. The conference has done a very good job of creating a network of shuttle buses to help attendees go from conference center to conference center. So CES, to put the listener in perspective, CES is so massive that basically every conference center space in Las Vegas is being used by international CES.
Well, let's just get to what's been going on there. What do you think were the top technologies, you know, consumer or enterprise, that you saw there this week?
Well, I think the biggest trend that I'm seeing is that there is a blurring of the lines between consumer and enterprise. The biggest, hottest trend that everybody's talking about is a smartwatch. And the smartwatch has been released by several different vendors. Essentially, it is a watch that is blurring the lines between a watch and a smartphone. So many of these, the watches either integrate or talk to your smartphone. So you physically don't have to have your smartphone on your person. You can wear it on the watch, and it will notify you when you have a call, when you have a text. Some of them play music. Some of them actually have touch screens so that you can... It's almost like a desktop virtualization, but it's smartphone virtualization on your wrist where you can go and use your apps. That's the iWatch. There is concern from some of the consumers that I've been talking to that it's just another device, so it's just another thing that they have to charge and whatnot. So some of the vendors are still trying to figure out the fine point of you know, where do they balance that. Do they have a very feature-rich environment that takes a lot, you know, now you've got a watch that you have to recharge every night, otherwise it's dead? Or do they have a less feature-rich environment, similar to the Cuckoo watch that has 9-month battery still integrating with your smartphone, but you can't, for instance, take a call on your wrist like James Bond?
You can really take a call on a watch?
Correct. You can take a call on a watch. You can read an email. I'm not sure if you can type an email. I wouldn't say it's as small as a postage stamp, but it's probably as small as a iPod mini or the old Nano, and then you can definitely read email on some of them, but most of them it just notifies you or it has proximity warnings. So for instance, if you're walking out of a restaurant and you left your phone behind, it will warn you of that.
What were some of the industries that you saw that had some interesting technology developments?
The biggest trends that I've been seeing this show has been an integration of health IT. There's a growing concern as baby boomers are aging, as people are taking care of their aging parents, about how they're going to be able to work during the day while they've got aging parents at home. So there's been a growing leaps in this area. So for instance, they've taken the old concept of the tiny little sensor chips that we might put on our data center to warn us if a data center is getting too warm or if somebody has gone into the data center. Now they've applied that to the, you know, caring for your aging parent. So maybe you put a sensor chip on the refrigerator door, and if you know mom always gets up and has cereal in the morning and it's, you know, 10:30 in the morning and that refrigerator door hasn't opened yet, your smartphone or your tablet will alert you and say, hey, there's something wrong here, and then you know to check up on your parents. So that was an interesting, again, melding between enterprise and consumer technologies. Another interesting thing I saw was they have, obviously, as we are in January and everybody has a goal of either stopping smoking or losing weight or exercising more has been the gamification of health desires. So, for instance, there's a fork that rewards you for slowing down while you eat. There are many, many games and technologies, smartphones, for instance, that will only work if you are exercising or reward you for giving perks and points for doing behaviors that you have set up as being positive. Mm-hmm. The interesting thing is, I really wonder how that will play in the workplace. I would think that some of these same technologies could perhaps be translated to rewarding employees for staying off Facebook.
Yeah, good luck with that. One more question. Usually the Microsoft has been big here, and I think this is like the second year that they have not had the keynote. So who is a focal point of attention at this year's show?
Qualcomm has had a great presence, as is Sony. Sony's press conference was standing room only, crushed to the point where I was a little bit worried of having somebody yell fire. I would say that I wouldn't say that there's anyone who has really risen to the top, but obviously people are still talking about Microsoft not being there, so that's an interesting side point.
Were there a lot of vendors there that were demonstrating Windows phones?
Yes, and also Sony and Samsung both have released new phones this week. We did see the Surface quite a lot as kind of display points, but it still seems to be dominated by Apple. I saw iPods, iPads, and iPhones probably, I would say it was about a 2-to-1 ratio.
Yeah, one of the videos that you shot at the conference this week, which will be linked to from the page that this podcast will be on as well, showed a table-like computing device that looked like it was out of Star Trek, The Next Generation. what exactly was that?
Oh, that was the 3M touch table. Wasn't that fun? I was wondering about how that's going to be integrated. I could see that being used as a conference table, although it's very small for a conference table. Mm-hmm. But it was like a giant iPad. A giant iPad as a table. nobody could stop touching it. There was probably 3 people deep to get up to that table and play with it.
So you could actually open files and move them to folders and things like that?
Yes. In fact, if you watch the video, that's my hand moving the picture around into the X-ray vision and back. Okay. They had it set up, obviously, in demo mode, but it would be essentially like a big iPad.
Well, we'll look forward to seeing more of your coverage on CES in the coming weeks on Search CIO Mid-Market. Wendy Schuchert, Senior Site Editor for Search CIO Mid-Market. Thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for listening.
This has been Scott Peterson, Editorial Director with TechTarget, CIO IT Strategy Group. Thanks for listening.